This is the Arts and Fishers podcast. I'm Larry Lamb. Sometimes, not often, but sometimes, I have the opportunity to see a film that is a most exquisite work of art. I have just seen such a film, and its name is Roma. Roma is a residential neighborhood in Mexico City, and the story starts with the screen showing simple water on a garage floor. But the reflection seen on that water contains much symbolism, such as seeing an airplane fly overhead. There's a boys' band that marches down the residential street as a signal something important is about to happen. You will find these sorts of symbols throughout Roma. Director Alfonso Cuarón has created this cinematic masterpiece as a tribute to the women that raised him in Mexico. The story centers on Cleo, a domestic servant working for the family of a medical doctor in Mexico City. Early on, you get the idea the husband and wife are not getting along, and the children begin to pick up on it, but the kids love Cleo. There's personal drama for Cleo as well, with a tragic turn of events for her. There are earthquakes, an unexpected pregnancy, and family breakup. Those are just some of the tragic stories within this film. Now, it's set in the early 1970s when Mexico was enduring serious political upheaval and political violence, and that's another backdrop to Cleo's personal story. Roma was shot in black and white, which is perfect for the story and the setting. The cinematography in this film is amazing. Every camera angle, every shot is telling the audience something important about this story. It's a tale about family life in Mexico City, but it also is a very stark commentary about how class and social injustice impacted Mexican society in the early 1970s. The film ends with one servant lady telling Cleo she has much to tell her, but leaves to buy some ham, and you never know what those stories were. You just don't want this film to end. You want the story to continue. Director Cuarón won a Best Director Oscar in 2014 for his work on Gravity. I would hope the Motion Picture Academy will give the film Roma the accolades it deserves as they look at all the films during 2019 from 2018. I rarely give any film an A grade and almost never hand out an A+, but this film deserves that grade. I give Roma an A+ grade. This is a film we get to see very seldom these days, so I hope you take the time and effort to see Roma. By the way, Roma is also available on Netflix, as well as selected theaters at the time this review is posted. Bottom line, this is a very, very good film. This is the Arts and Fishers podcast. My name is Larry Lannon. I write the LarryInFishers.com local news blog from Fishers, Indiana. Thanks for listening. We'll talk again.